It's time for Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYRadio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pump and Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Boarhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimus Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the voice of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYRadio.com.
And tonight from the Bath County High School Gymnasium on the campus of Bath County High School in Owingsville, it's a semifinal round game in the boys' EKC tournament. In the first game tonight, East Carter advanced to the championship game with a 50-39 win over Lewis County. And then this one, the Round County Vikings, coached by Sean Thacker, 2-1 on the season, will take on the Russell Red Devils, 1-0, under coach Derek Cooksey. Round County has picked up wins over Mason County and Greenup County, and then lost to Woodard out of Cincinnati, Ohio, over the weekend. Russell, only game is their game in this tournament when they eliminated the West Carter Comets by score of 76-42. I'm Randy Stacy along with Jared Stacy. We'll come back with the starting lineups and more after this on WIBY.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday. Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
This is Macy with Eagle Finance in Moorhead. The holidays are here, and we can help you with the extra cash you need, whether it's gifts on your list or repairs for your car. Come see us. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. Apply online at www.eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials. And officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express. Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Okay, the Russell Red Devils, coached by Derek Cooksey, 1-0 in the season. Now, these two teams, Russell and Round County, since 1998, have met 33 times, and Round County has won 22, and Russell 11. Starting lineup for the Red Devils at a guard will be Elijah Neal. He's a 6-foot freshman, scored 16 points in the opening round of this tournament. At another guard will be Gabe Pridemore, a 6'2 freshman. He had 9 points and 7 rebounds in that EKC opener against West Carter. Noah Quinn will be at a guard, the 6-foot senior, had 7 points and 5 rebounds in that first game. Caleb Rimmer, 6'3 freshman, will play forward. He had 10 points and 10 rebounds, a double-double in the EKC opener. And Tatum Fleming, a 6'4 senior, had 5 points and 2 rebounds in that game against West Carter. And, of course, obviously with a blowout like that, Russell played a lot of players. Neal, Pridemore, and Quinn, the guards. Fleming and Rimmer, the forwards. For the Round County Vikings, 2-1 under Coach Sean Thacker. Sean, in his years at Round County, 305 and 163. And overall, with his time at Somerset and at Round County, 466 and 267. At one guard will be Deshaun Watson, a 6'1 senior. We have stats for 2 of the 3 games. We don't have the stats from the Cincinnati game yet. He averages 12.5 points and 4 rebounds. Jason Ingles at a guard, a 5'8 junior, 3.5 points and 1.5 rebounds. At the third guard, Braden Myris, a 6'1 senior, averaging 21 points and 7 rebounds. The forwards, Colby Wilburn, a 6'2 senior, averaging 24.5 points and 6.5 rebounds. And Weston Maxey, a 6'2 senior, averaging 6.5 points and 4.5 rebounds. So it's Watson, Ingles, and Myris at the guards, Wilburn and Maxey at the forwards. The officiating crew looks like it's going to be headed up by Gavin Ramsey, who also worked the first game, and the other two, a couple of ladies, Paige Hurst, also a college official, and Maddie Jones. Now we will, at the end of the game, select the St. Clair Healthcare Viking Player of the Game. Let's go through those that we've had so far this season. In the Mason County game, the player of the game was Colby Wilburn. He had 33 points. In the second game against Greenup County, the player of the game was, for the girls, Olivia Beach. The boys against Greenup, the player of the game was Deshaun Watson. And then in the girls' game last night, the Viking player of the game was Kelby Ford, and the Vikings lost to Russell. Again, Round County and the Russell Red Devils set to do battle. We'll be back with more after this on WIVY.
Get winter ready with help from Big Four Lumber, Ace Hardware, and Moorhead. Save a dollar instantly on Peak windshield washer fluid with rewards card. Peak antifreeze is $7.99 with rewards card. Ace Wild Bird Food 20-pound bags are 2 for $22. And Ace Black Oil Sunflower Seed is 20-pound bags for $17.99. Get winter ready today at Big Four Lumber, Ace Hardware, and Moorhead. After all, Ace is the helpful place.
Did you know that one Kentuckian in 6 struggles with food insecurity? That's why Kentucky Farm Bureau has helped raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Kentucky Hunger Initiative. Contributions that help neighbors in need put food on the table. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that our fellow Kentuckians get help when they need it most. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Cascade Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bowties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey Story, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead. Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Back at the Bath County High School Gymnasium, we're about 3 minutes away from the lineups here. We'll go over this Eastern Kentucky Conference Boys Tournament. All the first-round games were played at campus sites. East Carter defeated Bath County, and Lewis County defeated Fairview in the upper bracket. In the lower bracket, Rand County eliminated Greenup County from the winner's bracket, and Russell defeated West Carter. First game of the semifinals, 50-39, East Carter over Lewis County. The consolation game scheduled to be played tonight. Bath County should be playing at Fairview and Greenup County at West Carter. Lewis County is moving on to the consolation game on Thursday. The girls' championship game is set up with Bath County defeating Lewis County and Russell defeating Round County last night. Bath and Russell will play here on Thursday at 6 o'clock. Lewis and Round County are scheduled to play a consolation game on Thursday night at Round County, and we'll tell you more about that as this game goes through. After this game, Round County is scheduled to go to Christian County on Saturday. That's a long trek down to Hopkinsville to take on a very good Christian County team. Next Tuesday, there will be a game at Menifee County. I think that's scheduled as a doubleheader against Menifee County at home, actually. And the next weekend, 14th, 15th, and 16th, Round County will be involved in the Stockyards Bank and Trust Challenge. Round County and Russell set to do battle. We'll be back after this two-minute break here on WIVY.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
This is Caleb Stagg, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing and Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
East Carter awaits the winner of this one. Thursday night, EKC Championship here in Bath County. Russell versus Round County. Russell, technically the visiting team. Road maroon uniforms, gold lettering and numerals with white trim. Little star Quinn, Neal, Rimmer, Pride, Moore, and Fleming. Round County, the home team on the scoreboard and home team in the bracket. Watson, Wilburn, Maxey, Ingalls, and Braden Myris. Home white uniforms, green lettering and numerals with gold trim, green stripe down the side. Kevin Ramsey, Madison Jones, and Paige Hurst are three officials. Kevin Ramsey, our referee. He'll toss this one up in the air. And it's going to be controlled by Russell. Pride Moore tips it to Neal, and Neal takes it into the front court for the first time for Russell. Quinn works it right wing, Neal. Baseline right. The pass to Pride Moore slapped out of bounds by Wilburn. And Wilburn, want to mention, is listed as questionable for this contest. Talked to Coach Thacker before the game. A contusion with that right knee. He does have a wrap around it, so if we don't see him play his full onslaught of minutes, that would be the reason why. Inbound pass bounced into Pride Moore. Left low block, Fleming. Shot bank way off. And Watson comes away with the rebound. Watson across the logo, right of the circle, Wilburn. Back to Watson, who calls out the play. Man-to-man defense both ways. Left of the circle, Maxey on the wing to Braden Myris. Braden Myris, 21.7 rebounds, works it all the way in the corner to Wilburn. Back out onto the wing and straight away to Watson. Watson, it's going to be kicked. They do not call a kickball. It goes into the backcourt. Ingles chases it down, 45 seconds in. Scoreless, EKC semifinals. Wilburn, top of the key, right wing. Maxey, three-pointer is off. Rebound will come down to Pride Moore. Pride Moore up the court for Russell. Right wing, Neal, NBA three. That misses everything. And poor Maxey, he didn't have a chance as it was airballed so poorly that Maxey was on the baseline when it hit him. It'll go to Russell, inbounding under their own bucket. Inbounding will be Quinn. This Russell team led in scoring by Eli Neal with 16. They'll work it to Rimmer at the free throw line. Left low block, Pride Moore. Shot way off, up close. Down, rebound way outside to Rip Neal. Neal to the right elbow. He's doubled. Tries to split it. Does. Gets it to Pride Moore. Far corner three. No good. Rebound will come down to Ingles for Round County on the run. 90 seconds in. Ingles will slow it down and circle it out top. Just left of the circle. Think they maybe want to restart this one, Randy?
Yeah, well, they haven't really started it yet.
Well, good point. We're 90 seconds in, and no one's made a shot. Watson comes and gets it from Ingles. Works right to Braden Myris all the way in the far corner to Maxey. Again, Round County moving from right to left as we look at it. Top of the key, Ingles. Left wing, Myris. Three-pointer, no. Rebound. Defensive to Russell in the hands of Quinn. Six-foot senior Quinn works it right wing to Neal. Neal goes baseline and just has it stripped. Taken away by Braden Myris. Across the timeline, Myris feed to Wilburn, intercepted. Stolen away by Fleming. Long pass up the court to Neal. And he's going to try to save it in play. Saves it right into Maxey. Maxey back the other way. Left wing to Ingles. Goes to Myris. Gets a defender up in the air, and the reverse lay-in's there. And finally, someone takes the lid off of it, and it's Braden Myris with the first field goal. 5:40, first quarter. Across the midcourt logo, Neal. Hands off to Fleming. Fleming takes it right wing to Quinn. Top of the key, Pride Moore contested three, no good. Ingles slithers through to get the rebound. Near sideline across the midcourt stripe to the wing. Passes out top, Wilburn all alone. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound baseline right to Russell for Quinn. Quinn across the logo. One-arm pass up to Pridemore. Back to Quinn on the wing right in front of the Round County bench, and he'll go in between the rings to Neal. Man-to-man defense from Round County. Neal, baseline, goes straight away to Quinn. Contested three again, no good. Rebound baseline left, Round County's Maxey. Long pass to Braden Myris, baseline left, Ingles. Cut off there by Quinn. Back out behind the arc goes to Braden Myris. And he'll one-arm pass it across the court over to Watson as Coach Thacker calls out the play. To Myris, left wing, Ingles. Ingles, right of the circle to Myris. To Watson, right wing. Baseline right to Maxey. Top of the key, Wilburn. Wilburn had some space. Passes on the three. Takes it inside the painted area. And will take a nice, probably six-foot jumper, if you will. Hits off the rim. Hits off the backboard. And follows through the cylinder. 4-0 Round County. Colby averaging 24.5 and 6.5 so far this season. Neal drifting left of the circle. Bounces it left wing to Rimmer. Rimmer takes it to the free throw line. Fadeaway jumper from there. Nothing but net. Not the best shot, but it still went through the cylinder, and that's the first field goal for Russell almost midway through the first quarter. Watson takes it from coast to coast. Shot is going to be off the side of the backboard and out of bounds. It'll go. It'll go to Russell. And Gavin Ramsey signaled that the basketball is going to go to Russell, and Paige Hurst is going to come over and correct him. And Gavin did not make the wrong call. He signaled the wrong way. And he's now just kind of laughing there. Give him benefit of the doubt as no one keeps tabs on Braden Myris as Watson on the inbounds. Braden Myris all alone. Maybe the easiest lay-in he'll ever get. 6-2. Pass the midway point first quarter. Right wing with the Quinn. They work it. Baseline right. Rimmer count the bucket and the foul. He'll go to the line for a chance of three. He's got all of Russell's points. Foul's going to go on Maxey. His first. Team's first.
Tell me that one more time, Jared. Who's that's checked in? 21, the name.
Let me just give me one second.
Kaz Marzik, I believe.
Yep. At the line is Rimmer. Free throw is up and good. Score is 6-5. Round County leading by one. Kaz Marzik is correct as left wing with it. Myris in the corner to Ingles. He airballs a three. Rebound will come down to Russell. Quickly up the court to Neal. Contested runner in the paint. Count it and he's fouled. Another and one. Opportunity for Russell. And they take their first lead of the game. Who'd they tack that foul on, Randy?
That's the second one. I didn't see.
Neal, free throw, no good. So the score remains 7-6. Russell in front. Watson bounces right wing, Wilburn. Wilburn inside the arc, inside the painted area. 12-foot jumper, good. Hit the rim, hit the backboard, set on the rim and fell. 8-7, another lead change. Second in this contest. 3-10 first quarter. Russell with it, straight away, Neal. Works it right of the paint to Rimmer. He'll take it in the heart of the paint. Jumper from 10, no. Rebound Watson. One-arm pass up to Braden Myris to Wilburn. Wilburn takes a baseline right. Tough runner up, no, but he's fouled, and Wilburn will go shoot a pair. Foul's going to go on Rimmer. His first, team's first. Wilburn will go to the line and shoot a couple. Wilburn, 5 of 6 from the line. Make that now 6 of 7. First one in. As Marzik, 6'2 senior, talk about him as he checked in.
You know what, Wilburn's got the rolls tonight, doesn't he?
He does. Both free throws good. Lead at 3, 10-7, under 3 minutes first quarter. Neal with it across the timeline. Right wing Fleming, contested three off. Rebound comes down to Watson. Watson, right wing Wilburn, thought about stepping into the three. Instead, will pass it up, pick up his dribble, and get it straight away to Christian Parker, who's checked in. And Braden Myris. Now back to Watson straight away, 2.5 first quarter. EKC semifinal, East Carter awaits the winner Thursday night for the championship. Wilburn behind the back dribble on the wing. Picks it up. Gets it to Winkleman in the paint. And a 12-foot jumper is good. Jace Winkleman. Been battling some injuries with the nose. Taking a couple shots even after the initial injury. So he's still sporting the mask. Russell with it. Straight away with it, Neal. Kaz Marzik back to Neal. Under 2 minutes. Neal penetrating. Kicks it left side. Jumper no good. At by Pridemore. And with it is Winkleman. Across the timeline to Wilburn left wing. Skips it right wing to Myers. At back out top Winkleman. And he'll call for Watson to come and get it. And he will. Watson, left wing Wilburn, long two-point jumper, no good. Rebound Winkleman, one dribble, looking to go back up, doesn't. Instead kicks it back out top to Parker, skips it left wing Myris to the free throw line. Back right wing to Parker. Watson will come and grab it under 90 seconds first quarter. Left of the circle, Myris to Wilburn, left wing. Wilburn to Parker, gets some space, top of the key, three, no good. Rebound, baseline right, will come down to Kazmarzik with 1:10 left first quarter. Neal will grab it at the timeline. Across the court, Pridemore. He'll go baseline. Count it. Nope. Madison Jones says Kobe Wilburn was setting the charge is going to be called. And Kazmarzik, no, make that Pridemore, rather, will pick up his first. Team second. Hankins will come in for Russell. First time we've said Hankins' name. Junior for the Red Devils. Round County with it. Watson to Myris and back to Watson in between the circles. Right wing Winkleman. Under a minute. Round County leading by five. Winkleman on the elbow to Wilbur. Now back to Watson. We are in Owingsville at Bath County, the host of this 2023 EKC tournament. Semifinals, East Carter 1, Game 1. Winner of this one will play them Thursday. Watson still with it in between the circles. Gets it to Wilburn. High post, right of the paint. Tough leaner up, no. Rebound will come down to Hankins. Up the near sideline to Quinn. And back to Elijah Neal. Neal just a freshman, averaging 16. Well, only played one game and had 16, should I say. 20 seconds, he has it on the Bath County logo. 14 seconds still on the logo, being guarded by Braden Myris. 10 seconds. Braden Myris to the wing, takes it inside the arc, loses it out of bounds, and they're going to give that ball to Round County, as they should. And the Russell fans don't like it, but how do you not give it to Round County? A player out of control, and Round County, I mean, pretty bang-bang call if you ask me, Randy.
Yeah, I thought it ended up off the Russell player.
I didn't even think it was close. 4.6 seconds left. Round County go length of the court. At three-quarter court, Wilburn has it. Wilburn behind the back dribble, 2 seconds. Wilburn right wing three at the buzzer. Off rim, no. Won't fall. Thought it may fall after it hit the rim and came back down, but it will not. And Round County leads by 5-1 here on WIBY.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round Counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pool tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pool tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pool tab games. 2 coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
Round County didn't particularly play well that first quarter, Randy, and they still lead by 5. As Round County will have the basketball, Winkleman, Braden Myris, Parker, White, and also Maxie the 5 for Round County. Myris will get the inbounds pass to get quarter number 2 underway. 12-7 Round County leading Russell. Winner of this awaits Cease Carter in the EKC Championship Thursday night here in Owingsville. Top of the key now, Winkleman. Behind the back, dribble to the left elbow. Picks up his dribble at the free throw line. Takes it up against his defender. Nice defense shot, no good, but a rebound and a putback by Maxie is. Right place, right time for Maxie, averaging 6.5 and 4.5. That's points and rebounds. Win with it across the timeline. It's a cutting Hewitt. Right-handed lay-in. Scratch that, make that Kazmarzik, rather, on the cut, and he'll get the lay-in. His first field goal. Maxie goes in the corner to White. Down low to Winkleman. Winkleman, right-handed lay-in there. And if this were the NBA, Mr. Elijah Hankins will be getting a fine tomorrow morning because he tried to flop and buy a charge. And great discipline by, I don't know if it was Paige Hurst or Madison Jones on the no-call. Paige, great no-call. Top of the key with it, Neal. They'll work it into the free throw line to Rimmer, and Rimmer's going to be fouled, and that no doubt a foul by White. White a little aggressive there on the reach. That's his first. Team's first of the quarter. Pridemore and Fleming back in the game, along with Neal, Rimmer, and also Quinn. So starting five for the Red Devils. 16-9, Round County leading Russell. 6:51 second quarter. Inbounds pass to Neal. NBA three's good. Wow. He's got five, and that one would have been good in the big leagues. Lead trimmed to four. In between the circles with it will be Myris. Angle right to Winkleman on the wing. Out top, White. White stops at the free throw line, gets a left wing Parker, skips it to Winkleman, right corner. Winkleman takes it into the paint, trying to get it down to White, and he's going to be fouled. Now, will Paige Hurst call this on the shot or on the floor? Going to be on the floor. Foul will go on Neal. That's going to be his first, team's first of the quarter. Again, fouls reset each quarter. When you get to five, you shoot two free throws. New rule this year in high school basketball. For the lead for Round County, inbound pass, Brayden Myers on the wing. Kick back to the inbounder, White. Shot fake on Oga baseline. Spins left. Cut off by Rimmer. Good defense there and forces a pass out left wing to Maxie. Maxie to the free throw line. Kicks it on the wing to Winkleman. He'll circle back through to the free throw line and somehow gets a little spin with the right-handed lay-in to get the bucket to fall. He's got six. Spin move by Neal at the timeline. He's going to lose it. Stolen by Myris. Myris on the breakaway. Lay-in is there. And this Round County team, I'm telling you, when they get a running, Randy, they can really get some points on the board in a hurry. And just like that, it's an 8-point lead here early quarter number two.
And it is the biggest one of the night so far. Round County really had a tough time getting the three-pointers to even be close. Every field goal they have is a two-pointer. But they hit the two free throws and built a nice lead. Don't forget, at the end of the game, we'll have the St. Clair Healthcare Viking Player of the Game. We ran the ones we've selected so far this season for you a little bit earlier. Appreciate St. Clair's support of that.
And shout out to St. Clair Healthcare. Appreciate their hospitality this time last week. On a serious note, though, I do want to give a big thank you to the entire community and everyone who did have me in their thoughts and prayers over the last week. Much appreciated, and hate that I had to have an event like that, Randy, to realize how much and how awesome this community is and how much support they show. But just a big thank you to everyone, and especially St. Clair Healthcare. 20-12, Round County leading Russell, quarter number two, just under 6 minutes left, quarter number two. Walking it up for the Red Devils will be Neal, met at the timeline by Brayden Myris. Neal still with it. To the left elbow. Shot swatted away by Brayden Myris. Watch out, folks. I really hope they put that one on a clip and share that one with you all.
I think there should have been a charge to Slade White. He took a charge after the block.
Inbound pass for Russell after the block by Myris. Comes to Neal. Neal, give and go back to the corner to Neal. Three, no good. Rebound will come down to Brayden Myris. Myris, left wing Parker, shot fake. Quickly back to Myris on the Bath County logo here in Owingsville. Host of this EKC tournament to White, left side to Parker. Parker back out to Winkleman. Winkleman already with six in this one. Behind the back dribble into the paint. Shot fake, loses it as he's double teamed. Neal comes away with it for Russell. Shovels it up to Fleming. Right-handed lay-ins there. Fleming with his first field goal. Neal with the assist. Myris across the timeline to Parker, back to Myris far sideline. He'll bring it back straight away. 1-3-1 zone defense now from Russell as they switch it up. Baseline left to White. Skips it right wing to Myris. Myris calls for the screen. Now we'll skip it back to Maxi left side. Down low to White. Turnaround, right-handed hook shot. Good. Slade White. Best thing about that play, Randy, is he got it up quickly. He didn't wait. Lead at 8. 4:40, fourth quarter. Across the stripe, Pridemore. Baseline left, Fleming. He goes up with the right-handed runner again and finds another two-point field goal. He's got four, both here in this second quarter, back-to-back within a minute. Myris gets it. Left elbow to White. Behind the arc, Parker. Shot fake. One dribble down. Three-pointer up. You know it. As Parker, you give him that much time and space, he's going to make it more times than not. Put that dribble down, got the shot fake up, and had plenty of room, and there he is poking that one out of bounds at midcourt. And it'll be Russell basketball as Round County leads by 9 with 4:11 as Ingles and Watson will come in. Also in for Round County will be Gavin Myris. Wilburn, Braden Myris, and Parker will all catch a breather. We'll reset Round County for you. Gavin Myris, Maxie Ingles, White, and Watson. As Neal across the logo for Russell. Midway through the second quarter, 9 the lead for Round County. Turnover Russell. They try to force it in the paint. White comes away with the steal. Long pass up to Maxi. Right-handed lay-in. No. Rebound and a putback by White. No. Watson, though, there to get the second offensive rebound of the possession. He'll bring it out right wing. Watson, crossover dribble. Picks it up on the left elbow to Maxi. He'll take it right of the circle. And Maxi over to Watson now left side as Round County will reset a play with 3:40 second quarter. 9 the lead for Round County. Right side, Ingles. Ingles, top of the key to Gavin Myris. Left side, Watson. He's going to penetrate back to Slade White. Wide open. Left wing three. No good. Offensive rebound, Gavin Myris. No look pass back to White in the corner. White will take it into the painted area. His runner up, no. Rebound, Weston Maxi. Over to Watson, and Watson will lay it up and in. All Round County. And this team's a fun one. Fun one to call, fun one to watch, and Randy, it even looks like a fun team to play for.
Yeah, they like the speedy thing. You know, of course, the Myrises came from Lexington Christian, which played it pretty quick, so they did, it was just stepping into another team playing real quick for them. Good to see Mason Wells out walking around. I'd rather see him walking around in a uniform, but he's in street clothes in the huddle right here.
27-16, 3:17 second quarter. 6 points for Braden Myra, 6 points for Jace Winkleman. Kobe Wilburn has six as well. How about them Bengals, though?
Yeah. All the guys on FanDuel I watched yesterday had in-game parlays against the Bengals, and I'm afraid they didn't cash any money.
Russell will inbound to go length of the court, trailing by 11. 3:15 at the timeline with it. Pridemore passes it right side over to Hawkins, and Hawkins, middle of the court, stolen away by Maxi. Bad pass there. Maxi to Watson, right wing. Watson, crossover dribble to the free throw line. Euro step move, right-handed lay-in just too hard. Great move, but the shot too hard. And White's going to pick up the foul 80 feet away from the bucket. White second. White will come out. Birchfield will come in. Said Birchfield's name quite a bit on the gridiron. As Gavin Myris, perfect steal on the inbounds pass from Russell. Watson over, top of the key now to Maxi. Maxi takes it into the painted area. Right wing Watson, Euro step move, floater up, no, too hard again. Rebound will come down to Pridemore. Long pass up the court to Neal. NBA three on the way, no. Rebound will come down to Russell's Jones, and that's going to be put back up and in.
Kaz Marzik got it.
So Kaz Marzik, excuse me, I got blocked off there. I couldn't see. He's got four. Jones with the assist, though, is Watson right wing to Birchfield, right elbow. Tough jumper up, no. Rebound will come down to Gavin Myris, and he's going to be tied up. But a great play there by Gavin Myris to force the tie-up. And it'll give it to Russell with 2:14 left second quarter.
Just a garbage basket and just picked it up off the floor and put it in. But, hey, when you're down, you know, 11 points, you need something good to happen, and that was a positive thing for the Red Devils.
Rimmer will inbound. Rimmer, finds Neal to go length of the court. Neal three-quarter court, back to Rimmer, and back to Neal on the logo as they cross the timeline to Pridemore. Baseline right. They work it to Jones. Tough jumper up. No. Rebound is going to be Gavin Myris. Talk about a spark plug coming off the bench. Up the court, left wing, Maxie. Back over to Birchfield. Birchfield walks with it. Turnover Round County. 9 the lead for Round County under 2 minutes. Second quarter as Wilburn and Braden Myris will come back in. Gavin Myris and Birchfield will catch a breather. Little token man-to-man full-court pressure from Round County here. As Pridemore will be met at the timeline by Watson. To the elbow. Right wing off to Jones. Jones to the elbow. He's going to be fouled on a jumper. Pushed in the side by Braden Myris. That's a good call. As Myris did catch him on the side. Two free throws upcoming.
It was an oops, excuse me, foul there.
It's one of those fouls a referee hates to call because nothing too aggressive, nothing too intentional, but foul's a foul. The first free throw's good by Jones. Senior, 6 points in the opener for Russell. Knocks them both down, his first two free throws. And his first 2 points, the lead at 7. Approaching 90 seconds left, first half. Watson left of the circle to Maxie behind the arc. Now goes left wing to Ingles. Skip pass right of the circle, Watson. Back left wing goes to Gavin Myris. Floater up, blocked away. What a play by Pridemore. That'll come down now in the hands of Wilburn. Round County keeps possession. Right low block, Maxie. Out top to Gavin Myris. Left wing, Ingles. Three-pointer on the way. Rattles home. Jason Ingles, first three of the game. First field goal of the game. And the lead back to 10. Minute 05. Left second quarter. EKC semifinals Thursday. The championship. East Carter awaits the winner. Rimmer. With it well behind the arc. Neal will come and grab it. Neal's doubled straight away. Neal just shoves up a tough runner from 15. No good. Rebound Ingles. 48 seconds. Ingles is going to lose it. Dives on top of it, though, and somehow gets it to Maxie. Round County has numbers. Watson over to Gavin Myris, but that pass just a little too hard and goes out of bounds baseline, and the ball will go back to Russell.
He likes to be cute with it, and unfortunately that results in a turnover a lot, and that's just what Coach Sean Thacker was telling him. Keep it simple.
Tiger Woods' favorite quote from his father, keep it simple, stupid. 30 to 20, 32 seconds left, second quarter. Round County leading. They work at baseline right to Rimmer, but he's fouled as soon as he touches the basketball. Foul's going to go on Wilburn. That's going to be his first, and that's going to be the fourth. So two-shot bonus coming up on common fouls by Round County for Russell the rest of the first half. 29.5, though, left in half number one. Inbound pass to Rimmer. One strong dribble down. Lay-in up and good. Excuse me. Rimmer now with 8. As Watson across the timeline goes to Gavin Myris baseline. Flicks it out top of the key to Wilburn. Three-pointer, no. Rebound comes down with 12 seconds for Russell's Neal. And Russell's going to be able to hold for one shot. 8 seconds. 6 seconds. Neal crosses the timeline. Skip pass far corner, Pridemore. Three-pointer. No. Rebound will come down to Wilburn. He's going to hold on to it and let time expire. And two quarters are in the books. And it is Round County leading 30 to 22 over Russell as East Carter defeated Lewis County earlier tonight. And they await the winner of this one for the EKC Championship on Thursday. We'll send it back to the station, get an opportunity to thank our sponsors. As we are at the half, semifinal number 2, Round County 30, Russell 22, here in Owingsville.
Hear that? Is that America cheering? Or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville. Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old-fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Brown County led 12-7 at the end of the first quarter and outscored the Russell Red Devils 18-15 in the second period to lead 30-22. Biggest lead of the half was 11 points. No ties, no leads for, I'm sorry, there was a lead of 1 point for Russell. And as a result of that lead, we had two lead changes in that quarter. For Russell, leading the way with 7 points is Caleb Bremer, 3 field goals, 1 of 1 from the line. 4 points each for Fleming and Kazmarczyk. Both of them have 2 field goals. 5 points for Neal. He has 2 field goals, 1 a 3-pointer, 0 of 1 at the line. And Garrett Jones, 2 points, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. 9 field goals for the Russell Red Devils, 1 3-pointer, 3 of 4 from the line, and 22 points. For Round County, 6 points each for Colby Wilburn and Braden Myris. Colby Wilburn, 2 field goals, 2 of 2 from the line, and Myris, 3 field goals. 6 points for Jace Winkleman on 3 field goals. 3 points for Jason Ingles, 3 points for Christian Parker on 3-point field goals, 2 points for Deshaun Watson, 2 points for Weston Maxey, 2 points for Slade White, and Round County has 13 field goals, 2 of them 3-pointers, and 2 of 2 from the line, and 30 points. Foul situation, Braden Myers and Slade White each with 2 for Round County, no player with more than 1 for the Russell Red Devils. Russell in the first half, 8 of 24, 37.5%, 1 of 10 from behind the arc for 10%, and 3 of 4 from the line. 13 of 29 for Round County, 44.8%, 2 of 10 from behind the arc, 20 points, and Round County made both of its free throws. Rebounds, 14 for Russell, 18 for Round County. Russell's leading rebounder, Pride Moore, with 3. Deshaun Watson, 6 rebounds for Round County. 3 fouls, for, as we mentioned, I think, on Russell, and 6 on Round County. 5 assists for Russell, 3 of those for Noah Quinn. 7 assists for Round County. They had 2 players with 2. 8 turnovers on Russell, 5 on Round County. No block shots for the Red Devils. One for Round County. Steals, two for Russell. And six for Round County. Four of those steals, Weston Maxey. Points off turnovers. 8 points for Round County, six for Russell. Second chance points, two for Russell, four for Round County. Round County had 11 points off the bench to six for Russell. Round County leads it at the half, 30-22. We'll be back with second half action after this on WIVY.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is Macy with Eagle Finance in Moorhead. The holidays are here, and we can help you with the extra cash you need, whether it's gifts on your list or repairs for your car. Come see us. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. Apply online at www.eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
Go-To Solutions and Line-X of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line-X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line-X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go to Solutions and Line-X of Moorhead wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas.
Hi there, neighbors. This is Tammy from Kofor's Jewelry, inviting you to come by and visit Tim and I. We have new inventory, new selection, with a brand new look. Let us help you in finding the perfect shine or sparkle for you or your loved ones. Bring any of your jewelry repair needs in and let Tim get them back to the way they once were. We're at the same great location, 125 Pinecrest Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky. Or give us a call at 606-691-4069. Kofor's Jewelry, making memories and moments last a lifetime.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Randy Stacy alongside. I'm Jared Stacy, half number two, right around the corner. A reminder, if you're riding or driving in your truck or automobile, we ask that you please buckle up. Want to keep you a listener here on WIVY for a long time to come. And as I always like to give a shout out to, as Marty Brenneman would always say, if you're not buckled up, what's holding you back? It's the Reds I saw get the number two pick in the draft. How about that? Finish with a winning record and still get the number two pick. Always good. Round County leading Russell 30-22. Quinn, Neal, Rimmer, Pridemore, and Fleming. Starting five for Russell. We'll start half number two. Watson, Maxey. They're the only two on the court right now. Lady running on are Ingles and also Braden Myris, and Wilburn was hitting over there in the corner. So Round County moving from left to right. First possession, Watson angles right and gets it on the right wing to Myris. Again, 30-22, Round County leading. Winner of this plays East Carter in the EKC Championship on Thursday. Maxey now has it straight away. Resets the play, 20 seconds into Wilburn. Top of the key, Watson, left wing Maxey. Maxey with it on the floor. Loses his dribble. Backdoor feed to Myris. Hits off his nose.
Turnover, Russell coming away with it. With it is Pridemore. Behind the back dribble, left elbow jumper. Pretty, nothing but net there for Pridemore. Pridemore with his first field goal. Wilburn, top of the key. Little right-handed floater, no good. Maybe partially blocked there by Rimmer. Pridemore coming away with it. Left wing to Neal. No-look pass in the paint. It's a bad one that's going to be tipped and stolen by Maxey. 7 minutes left here, third quarter. Left wing with it. Myris off to Ingles. Baseline left runner, no good. Rebound Russell. Neal going the other way. Long pass up to Pridemore. He runs over Colby Wilborn. And that's going to be Pridemore's second team's first of the quarter. Russell's coaching staff and their fans have complained at every single foul call. We've got three solid officials, one great official in this game. Pick your battles. Six to lead for Round County as Watson in between the circles. Man-to-man defense both ways to start half number two. Maxey on the left side. Back straight away to Watson. To Wilburn, right elbow. Hands off back to Watson, who goes baseline right. Cut off. Back out to Wilburn. Wilburn to Watson, who circles it straight away now. Picks up his dribble now to Ingles. Left wing to Braden Myers. One dribble down, back to Ingles. To Watson, right side. Watson, with above his head, bounces it left elbow, Wilburn, fakes the handoff, turns and faces and backs to Watson. Backs, bounce pass to Ingles, left wing, feed baseline left to Myris. Myris backing down, left low block, turn around, right hand hook shots there. Braden Myris with eight. Neal gets it across the midcourt logo, hands off to Fleming. Bounce pass right wing to Quinn. Takes it to the right elbow. Jumper no. Rebound Maxey. Eight the lead for Round County. Maxey to Wilburn. Right wing. Wilburn up with the tough runner. Good. Baseline right for Wilburn. He's got eight. Ten the lead. 5:30 third quarter. Left wing Pridemore. Works it left elbow. Rimmer in the high post. He'll turn. Tough runner up with the left hand. No good. Gets his own rebound. Put back up and in. Pridemore sticking with it. Or stretch that, make it Rimmer, excuse me. As Rimmer now with nine in this one. Watson, left wing Ingles, baseline left to Maxey. Straight away Watson, 5-10 rather. Left third quarter. Wilburn right wing to Watson in the corner, and it's going to be slapped out of bounds. Last off of Pridemore and Russell. Jones will come in replacing Fleming. In front of the Round County bench, Maxey will inbound, tossed in the backcourt to Watson. Watson crosses the Bath County logo. Round County leading by eight under 5 minutes third quarter. Watson left of the circle, goes left wing to Maxey. Posting up is Myris. Myris posting up Quinn, up with the shot, no good. He was fouled, though, on the floor. That foul's going to go on Quinn, his first team, second of the quarter. Watson windbound under the Round County bucket to our right. Again, Round County wearing the white uniforms. Russell wearing maroon. Substitution coming in will be Hawkins replacing Quinn. Watson windbound. Looking. Bounce pass left of the circle to Braden Myra. Spin move in the paint. Right-handed runner's good. 5 2-point field goals for Braden Myris. That gives them 10 and the lead back to 10, 36-26. Neal picks up his dribble in a tough spot. Gets it across the timeline to Hawkins, though. Left wing Pridemore. Shot over top of Maxey, and that's a pretty shot. As Pridemore now with two field goals, both here in the third quarter, four in the game. 4:21 left here in the third quarter, and Watson, that's an unforced error. The turnover straight away as he gets called for the carry. At three-quarter court, inbounding will be Pridemore. He'll get it into Neal, and Neal will walk it up. 4:15, third quarter. Man-to-man still both ways here, quarter number three. Bounce pass down in the low block to Rimmers. Going to be slapped out of bounds by Wilburn. Winkleman will check in. Winkleman in this one got off to a quick start. 6 points in the first half. will be Russell basketball. Free throw line extended. Their side of the court on the far sideline. Toss it into Neal. Neal well behind the arc. Goes right wing to Pridemore. To Rimmer, right of the circle. Rimmer's going to penetrate on Wilburn. Spins right into Wilburn's chest. Wilburn keeps his hand straight up. But Rimmer still able to knock down the jumper. He's got 11. Watson up the court. Ingles, three in transition, left side, no good. Rebound Russell. Rimmer, long pass up to Pridemore. Tough runner up, no, off balance. Rebound will come down to Watson, but he had a foot on the end line, and it'll be Russell basketball under their own bucket. Trailing by 6, 36-30, a quick 4-0 spurt for Russell. Inbound pass for Russell to Pridemore. Quickly straight away, Neal contested three, misses everything, air ball out of bounds. Watson, Winkleman, Wilburn, Braden Myers, and Ingles, the 5-4 round counting. Hawkins, Jones, Rimmer, Pridemore, and Fleming for Russell as that left jumper from the left side by Wilburn with a foot on the line, no good. Rebound Russell and up the court quickly right side Rimmer. Back to Hawkins, straight away Neal. 3:09, third quarter, 36-30, round counting leading. East Carter awaits the winner in the championship Thursday. Right side Neal, right of the circle. To Hawkins, right low block, Rimmer, skip pass, left side, Pridemore, three-pointer off the rim, and that's going to go over top of the backboard and out of bounds. 2:55, third quarter. You haven't had a chance to say anything, Randy.
Well, you know,
I mean, goodness me, this is quick.
It's easy to point it out. Round County's had a chance to extend that 10-point lead, and they didn't, and now Russell's picking at it.
Letting them linger. Left side, Braden Myers. Round County leading by 6 under 3 minutes. Braden Myers goes left low block, stops, gets the defender up in the air, and nice finish with the right hand. 12 now for Myers. 6 in the first half, 6 here in the third quarter. Taking the screen is Pridemore. He'll shovel pass it off to Neal. He'll take a floater from about 5 feet. No good. Rebound. Long rebound by Pridemore. He runs over Winkleman. Count the bucket and the foul. Winkleman wasn't set, and he will pick up his first. And it'll be an and one for Gabe Pridemore. He'll shoot one free throw. Parker will come into the game. Maxie takes a breather, and Watson will come out as Gavin Myers will come in. So one free throw upcoming for Gabe Pridemore. 6 points in this game, all coming here in the third quarter. This to cut the lead to 5. Knocks it down. Pridemore, 6'2 freshman, 9 points in the opener. 7 in this one so far. 2:15, third quarter, 5 the lead. With it is Gavin Myers. Goes right wing. Wilburn gets a step on his defender. And, man, that could have been a foul, Randy, as he finishes through contact. And Round County lead back to 7. Right sideline with it is Pridemore across the timeline, and he's going to be fouled as he gets inside the arc. Christian Parker will pick up his foul. His first foul, the way it should be the proper vernacular there. Team second. 1:58, third quarter. Fleming will check back in for Russell. Inbound pass goes to Rimmer, and he's fouled immediately. That foul going to be on Gavin Myers, his first, team's third. Fouls on the floor. 1:57, third quarter. Inbound pass, Neal. Neal spins baseline. Cut off by Gavin Myers. Now force the pass right side, Fleming. Fleming's going to be fouled on the floor, and whistles are racking up here. Foul on Parker. That's going to be his second. Foul is on the shot, and going to the line will be Fleming. Tatum Fleming. First free throw attempts of the season. No good on the first. Fleming, a big boy, 6'4", senior. Misses them both. Parker taps the rebound to Neal. Neal can't finish. Rebound, Winkleman, Brown County. Fortunate there. They lead by 7-140. Wilburn, left wing Parker. Back to Wilburn, right of the circle. No one keeps tabs on him, and he makes them pay. Colby Wilburn with the three. Wilburn, he's got seven in this quarter. Give him 13 for the game. Neal, Eurostep move. Nice finger roll off the glass and good. He wasted no time penetrating there. Round County wasting no time either. Across the timeline with it, Gavin Myers to Wilburn. He'll take it into the paint. Shot up. Good. And Gavin Ramsey waved the bucket, and they are going to count it now. The correct call is made.
Well, he said it. He waved it off. He deserved what he got from the bench.
Gavin Ramsey originally waved the bucket off, but they are going to count the foul.
I didn't get the foul.
I did not see who the foul was on either. I have to double check that. But Wilburn will go to the line and shoot one. Round County leading by 10. We'll get that foul for you at the quarter as Wilburn completes the three-point play. Russell trailing by 11, 1:10 left, third quarter. Pridemore with it across the logo. Takes it to the left wing. Hands off straight away now. Neal. Neal spins, loses it, gets possession back though. Back to Pridemore. And Pridemore, he has it poked away. And Pridemore is going to be fouled by Gavin Morris. Or Myris, excuse me. 2 free throws upcoming. Pridemore. And is Gavin Myris' third foul. White with two. One more free throw coming for Pridemore. Knocks them both down. 46-37 under a minute third quarter. Round County leading by nine. Wilburn across the logo. Drifting right. Going to penetrate on Neal. Has it poked away. Wilburn is going to be fouled. Fleming will pick up his first, team's third of the quarter. Still one more foul to give for Russell with 45 seconds left. Inbound in the backcourt to Gavin Myris from Winkleman. Gavin Myris angles left to Braden Myris. Myris, that's Braden. Straight away to Winkleman. Winkleman's going to penetrate to the elbow. Dump off Wilburn. Right-handed lay-in is good. Give the assist to Winkleman. Twelve in this quarter for Wilburn, 18 in the game. Top of the key with it, Pridemore. Fleming will come and grab it. Fleming penetrates, kicks it in the near corner to Jones. No good on the shot by Jones as Myris will come away with the rebound. Gets it off to, that's Gavin Myris to Braden Myris, right corner Parker. Three-pointer no good. And a midcourt shot at the buzzer by Russell. No good, and we head to the fourth quarter, 48-37. Round County leading Russell, heading to the fourth.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387.
Transmitted at the request of the Kentucky State Police. At the request of the Kentucky State Police, the Kentucky Emergency Alert System is activated to assist in the broadcast of an Amber Alert. An Amber Alert has been declared. Repeating, an Amber Alert has been declared. Biological father left with juvenile in a 2000 Honda Odyssey silver gray in color with Kentucky plates 111 TJL in known direction of travel. Suspect Bradley Price, approximately 61 years old, white male. 5'9", 200 pounds. Bald with hazel eyes. Missing juvenile Eli Price, approximately 10 years old, white female. 4'11", 90 pounds, medium build with shoulder length hair.
ExpressKY.com, Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Joining you back in action here. Start of the fourth quarter. First free throw is up and in for Neal. Three fouls now on Gavin Ramsey. One more free throw upcoming for Neal. Or Gavin, excuse me, Myris. Gavin Ramsey, the official who called the foul. Easy to get confused there. Morris, Myris, Ramsey, Gavin. He splits the pair as Round County with it. Parker in between the circles to Maxie. Vikings leading by 10. 7.5 left here in the fourth quarter, and White walks with it. Right wing. Ryder Burgess, just an eighth grader, will check in for the first time for Russell. As Russell will inbound to go three-quarter court. Round County man-to-man pressure, full court. Inbound, Pridemore. Minute by Braden Myers. He'll get it now up to Rimmer. Rimmer at the free throw line. Jumper from there, no good. Parker will grab the rebound, bear hug it, and turn and get it up to Braden Myers. Braden Myers, crossover dribble at the wing. Floater from eight in the paint's good. Long pass up the court at the timeline for Russell. Goes to Neal. Behind the back dribble, top of the key. Gets it in the corner for a three-pointer on the way from Burgess. No good. Rebound comes down to Pridemore. Quick jumper back up. No. Rebound on the deck, and we're going to have a foul going the other way. It's going to be against Russell. Foul will go on Rimmer. That's going to be his third. Team's first of the quarter. 50-38, 6:56 fourth quarter. Apologies there at the end of the third quarter. We use a cellcaster and a cell phone to broadcast and stream these games, and an Amber Alert came across, so that's what you would have heard, as Myris has it right wing with it for Round County. Top of the key, Maxie. Left wing to Gavin Myris, and he throws it away. Coming away with it is Neal. Neal at the free throw line and is fouled before he gets a shot up, and that's a great foul by Gavin Myris, and that'll be number four on him. Ingles, Watson, and Wilburn will all come in for Round County. Staying in will be Braden Myris and Maxie. So it is starters for Round County, leading by 12 with 6.5 left fourth quarter. East Carter awaits the winner on Thursday for the EKC Championship as Neal gets the feed in the corner and knocks down the three. Eli Neal. Watson with it across the timeline. 11 for Neal now. 9 the lead for Round County, 6:22. Ingles, top of the key, into the paint. Tough runner up, won't fall. Rebound will come down into the hand of White, and he's unable to control it, and it'll go to Russell. It's 14, fourth quarter. Russell, inbound pass is going to put Neal in a double team, and he throws it off the leg of Ingles out of play, and Russell will get another chance to inbound. Russell inbounds again to Neal. Neal this time on the near sideline, gets across the timeline. NBA three, Neal heaves up and nothing but net. 14 for Neal. Maxie up to Wilburn, right wing. He'll penetrate baseline, run or no, but Wilburn will go shoot two free throws, and to no surprise, the Russell fans do not like the call, as the foul will be tacked on Tatum Fleming. His second, team second. First one good by Wilburn. 19 for Wilburn, this to give him 20. No good. Watson had a fingertip on the rebound, but it's taken away by Fleming. Long home run. Pass intercepted by Wilburn. Wilburn across the timeline. Near corner, Maxie. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound will come down to Russell, and that's Neal, and he waits for everyone to clear up the floor. And now we'll go for a home run pass again, this time intercepted by Maxie. Maxie across the logo. Down low, White cutting towards the bucket, and he lays it up and in. Slade White now with four. 53-44 the lead. Fleming at the midcourt logo for Russell. Goes left wing to Neal, and Neal throws it away. White comes away with the steal. One-on-one with Neal, and slight shot up. No good, but he'll shoot two, as Neal will pick up his second, team's third of the quarter, and Slade White will go shoot his first free throws of the evening. White at the line. First free throws of the season. Knocks down the first. We'll shoot one more. And misses the second. Offensive rebound, Maxie. To Ingles. White. Open. Right wing. Three. No good. Rebound. White. White shot fake. Gets a defender up in the air and gets the lay-in. Nice use of the shot fake. And a delay of game by Slade White as he knocked the basketball away after it went through the hoop. Just a warning. 5:09, fourth quarter. 12 the lead for Round County. Full court pressure from Round County. Round County forces the turnover. Ingles gets the steal to Maxie. To White. Lay-in's there. Yes, sir. Round County clicking on all cylinders. Russell's going to take a timeout. Largest lead of the game for the Vikings. 14 under 5, fourth quarter in Owingsville.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau insurance agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
.58-44, 4:59, fourth quarter. Round County well on their way to punching their ticket to the EKC Championship on Thursday against East Carter here in Owingsville. As Round County still applying full court man-to-man pressure, Round County inbound, or make it Russell rather, inbounds to Neal as Ingles guarding him closely, and Neal will get it across the timeline. 4:50 left, fourth quarter. Left wing to Rimmer. Rimmer takes it to the elbow. Comes to a jump stop. Shot partially blocked by Maxie. Rebound and a putback. No good. But it looks like maybe a foul by White. Yeah, it will be White picking up the foul. That's his third. Two free throws upcoming for Rimmer. He's one of one so far tonight. Make it one of two. Big matchup tonight in college basketball, number 9 North Carolina versus number 5 UConn at 9 o'clock on ESPN, part of the Jimmy V Classic. Second free throw good by Rimmer. 13 the lead for Round County. Watson gets it left wing to Maxie, down low to White, and White going to be fouled. And White will go shoot a couple free throws. Neal will pick up his third. White. Line right. One of two tonight. Maybe one of three. Splits a pair as he hits nothing but net on the second. White's got 8 points here in the fourth quarter, 10 in the game. Neal takes it coast-to-coast, tough runner in the paint, no good. Rebound Wilburn for Round County. Wilburn will slow it down at the elbow. Kick it right wing, Ingles, three on the way, no good. Hit inside rim, wouldn't fall. Long rebound's going to be tipped out. Controlled by Ingles in the backcourt. Ingles across the logo, left wing to Wilburn. Three-pointer, why not? It'll be Wilburn. With the three-pointer. Left wing with it for Russell's Pridemore. 22 for Wilburn now. as Rimmer gets a nice feed, left low block, and a nice spin move to go up and finish strong. 15 the lead. 3:40, fourth quarter. Wilburn, tough, two-point jumper, no good. Rebound and a putback by White, though. White with 10 points here in the fourth, 12 overall. 64-47, 3.5. Count the bucket and the foul on the penetration by Pridemore. That will go on Watson, his first, team's fourth of the quarter. Brown County well on their way to winning this one. 15 to lead with 3:22 left, fourth quarter, one free throw upcoming for Gabe Pridemore. Free throw no good, rebound Wilburn. Wilburn gets it across the timeline to White. White, runner up with the right hand, no good. Gets his own rebound, puts one dribble down, gets it on the left wing to Ingles. Top of the key, Wilburn. Three-pointer, top of the key's good for Wilburn. A 25 for Wilburn now. As Russell trailing by almost 20. Neal gets it right wing, stops, pops on the three, no good. Rebound Watson under 3 minutes. Maxey, right wing with it. Maxey is going to be fouled by Neal. That'll be Neal's fourth, and Maxey will go to the line and shoot two.
I got 26. Is that what you asked?
I'll double check it here. I got 25, but could be off. Maxey at the line right, shooting two. First free throws for Maxey, and the first one no good. He'll shoot one more. 2:53 as Maxey splits a pair. Fred Myers will come in. Round County in full control, leading by 19 under 3 minutes, fourth quarter. It'll be Round County, East Carter on Thursday, 7 o'clock tip here in Owingsville. Left elbow, Russell with it. They work it to Kazmarczyk, and the ball tumbles or falls to the court, and there's a whistle. And White's going to pick up the foul, and I believe, is that going to be all for White? Nope, just his fourth. Two free throws upcoming for Pridemore. First one up and good. He'll shoot one more. Parker will come in for Round County, and Birchfield will come in. Ingles will come to the bench along with White. Gavin Myers will also come in, and Wilburn will catch a breather, and that'll probably be all for Colby. 68-50, 2:36, fourth quarter. And Round County made light work of this today. Second free throw was good. 68-51, under 2.5, fourth quarter. Braden Myers, top of the key, right wing Parker. Parker one dribble down, two dribbles actually, to Gavin Myers, all the way in the corner to Braden Myers. Now to Parker, left wing, shot fake. Gets it now to Watson, right of the circle with 2:15, fourth quarter. Watson floats it over to Parker, left wing. Parker goes baseline left, shot fake, gets his defender up in the air, count the bucket and the foul as Rimmer leans into him, and he'll pick up the foul. That'll be his fourth, and Parker, he'll go to the line with a chance at the old-fashioned two-point play, or old-fashioned three-point play. Tyler Cordell, 6'6 sophomore, will come in for Russell. Rimmer's day will be done as Parker gets the basketball, quickest free throw routine you'll just about ever see, and Parker's got 6 points in this one. Lead at 20, 71-51, 2:05, fourth quarter. Pridemore takes it to the left elbow. Tough jumper up, no good. Rebound Gavin Myers. Gavin Myers across the timeline. Right wing Braden Myers. Braden comes to a jump stop, loses it as he goes up. He'll go to the line for two free throws. As Pridemore will pick up his third and free throws line right. Two dribbles for Braden Myers, and the first free throw's up and in. He'll shoot one more as Brown County going to win this one easily. Grant Rose checked in for Brown County. First time he's been in, as both free throws are good by Braden Myers. 16 for him, and that'll be all for him this evening. 22 the lead, largest of the ball game for Round County with under 2 minutes fourth quarter. Russell with it. Top of the key is Hewlett. Penetrates, and Birchfield's going to commit the foul as Hewlett will go to the line and shoot two. Two free throws for the senior Hewlett. First one, nothing but net. Binge and Hovanek will come in. Second free throw, no good. Rebound and a putback, no good by Cordell, but he'll go shoot some free throws. Shooting two. Be back here Thursday night, right, Randy?
Yep. Second game. Girls championship first.
First free throw is good by Cordell. Who is that girls championship? At Bath County versus Russell, if I'm not mistaken, yep. Correct?
You're right.
Second free throw, no good. Cordell gets his own rebound. We'll shovel it into the paint to Burnham. And we're going to have a jump ball possession here. We'll give it to Round County, and maybe we can eat some clock out here, and we all can get headed home. 20-point game with under 2 minutes left, and Russell's grinding this one out like it's an NCAA first-round matchup. Parker, top of the key to Gavin Myers. Left side, they work it. That is Rose, and Rose will bring it out straight away to Gavin Myers' left wing. He'll take it into the paint to Birchfield. Nice feed off to Winkleman, and he'll finish strong with the left hand. Winkleman with eight. And a timeout by Coach Sean Thacker to clear the bench. Solid performance by Round County, Randy. Really, obviously, Coach Thacker is going to find a few things to work on, but it's hard to find any big glaring issues with tonight's performance.
There for a while, they couldn't stand Prosperity, and then finally they got it down, and when they got a lead, they kept building on it.
Happy to have you all along here tonight as East Carter and Round County will be the second matchup on Thursday, is that shot for Russell no good by Burnham. Round County going the other way with it. Right side with it, Edgar. Gets it straight away off to Rose. Rose cut off going to the right side. Now flips it straight away to Edgar again. Edgar, they'll go left side to Jones. Jones runner in the paint, no good. Approaching a half minute left here in semifinal number two. It's going to be East Carter, Round County in the EKC championship. Is that runner no good for Russell and Hewlett? And Round County going to go the other way. Three-pointer in transition. No good by Edgar. Jones gets the rebound. Put back no good. 15 seconds. 22 points the lead for Round County. And they're going to win this one. 5 seconds. Russell, we'll see if they even take a shot. Burnham will kick it in the corner to Cordell, and Cordell's going to bank it in at the buzzer. Maybe the most pointless shot in that poor young man's career. But, hey, I guess it still counts the same in the scorebook, Randy.
Yeah, got the score under 20.
Well, Round County, the way I'm going to describe this one, Randy, just another day at the office. This one was never really in doubt. Round County took care of business from the first whistle to the final buzzer, and they win this one 75-56, and if they would have kept the foot on the gas in the fourth quarter, they could have won this one easily by 30-plus. This Round County team's a solid one, folks. You don't have anything going on Thursday night. The EKC Championship, It'll be going on here in Owingsville at Bath County's High School. It'll be Bath County versus Russell and the girls first, followed by East Carter and Round County and the boys second. Two EKC titles on the line on Thursday. Semifinal number two, Round County over Russell. 75-56. We'll send it back to Owen at the station and come back. Talk about this one a little bit and talk with who I'm sure is going to be a very relaxed and happy Coach Thacker when we come back.
Just a few of the many savings you'll find this week at Allen's IGA in Moorhead include the value pack of Our Family Chicken Wings, just $1.99 a pound. Manwich Sloppy Joe Sauce is specially priced, two cans for only $3. The large 52-ounce jug of Our Family Naturally Squeezed Orange Juice is just $2.99. And Honeycrisp Apples are only $1.49 a pound. Great values while spending less at Allen's IGA. IGA.
Caskey Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bowties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60 east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Go-To Solutions in Line X of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bed liners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions in Line X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go to Solutions and Line X of Moorhead wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead.
Providing exceptional medical care is top priority at Sterling Healthcare. If you've not had the opportunity to meet the friendly staff and providers at any one of the nine locations in Stanton, Carlisle, Owingsville, Winchester, or Mount Sterling, you're invited to stop in and see what so many new patients are discovering. A skilled team of professionals committed to providing quality healthcare regardless of a patient's ability to pay. Sterling Healthcare, here for your family.
Round County advances to the UKC Championship. Game number two on Thursday. It'll be Bath County versus Russell and the girls for the EKC Championship, 6 o'clock tip-off. And then the boys will follow approximately 30 minutes after that. Obviously, that boys' game time is very dependent on how quickly the girls' championship goes. And obviously, there will be roughly a 4 to 6 minute award ceremony that will take place after that girls' game. So will be a little bit of space between those two games. And when you look at the scoreboard in this one, 75-56, Round County wins it by 19. And I will just be as honest and as blunt as possible, folks. This Russell team is a much, much better team than a 19-point deficit team against Round County. Randy and I talked between one of the moments in the action during one of the breaks, and this Russell team, it seems like for years that they worry so much about all the wrong things, about complaining about calls, and so many situations where they could really make other decisions and, you know, more correct decisions. And it's just simply been like that for years, and they just always seem to have so much talent, and Randy, they can never really do anything with it. And Round County, I mean, it was never in doubt. Today was just easy.
Well, Russell goes to 1-1 on the season. Round County 3-1. for the Red Devils. Rimmer had 14, 13 for Pridenmore. Neal had 12, 4 points each for Cordell, Fleming, and Kazmarczyk. 2 points for Jones and 1 point for Burnham. For Round County, 26 points for Colby Wilburn, 16 for Braden Myris, 11 for Slade White, 8 points for Jace Winkleman, 6 points for Christian Parker, 3 points for Weston Maxey, 3 points for Jason Ingles, and 2 for Deshaun Watson. Game biggest lead was 22 points, and there was one point lead for Russell, 2 lead changes, and no ties in this one. For the Red Devils, 20 of 52 from the field, 38.5%, 4 of 18 from three-point range, 22.2%, 12 of 20 from the free throw line, and that's 60%. Round County, 30 of 60 from the field, right at 50%, 5 of 19. They got off to a slow start three-point-wise in this game, ended up 5 of 19, 26.3%, and 10 of 14, 71.4%. Round won the battle of rebounds 38 to 32. Leading the way for Round County was Deshaun Watson with 8. 13 fouls whistled on Russell, 19 on Round County. 10 assists for Russell, 19 for Round County, 4 of those for Maxey. 16 turnovers on Russell, 11 on Round County. 1 block shot in the game, it was for Round County. And steals, 4 for Russell. 12 for Round County, 6 of those for Weston Maxey. Points off turnovers, Round County got 16 to Russell's 13. Second chance points, Round County's 14 to Russell's 9. And points off the bench, Round County 26 and Russell 11.
Let's take a look at games here on WIVY outside of Round County basketball moving forward. Coming up on Saturday, that's this Saturday, December 9th. Number 16, Kentucky, will face off against Penn. That'll be on ESPN2. That's at high noon on Saturday, part of the Malone's Classic. You can catch that right here on WKCA, excuse me. Here on WIVY on Sunday, the 10th at 3 o'clock, the Morehead State men will be at North Alabama. And then on Monday, the 11th at 11 a.m., that's elementary day for the Morehead State women on a Monday, a week from yesterday, Wheeling, West Virginia will face off against Morehead State.
All right, the St. Clair Healthcare Round County Viking player of the game. This one, for the second time this season, will go to Colby Wilburn with his 26 points. And see if he had any of the other numbers on that line. An assist, and that's about it. And had 3 rebounds. Coach Sean Thacker has joined us. And, Coach, you struggled out there. You get a little lead, and they come back. You get a lead, and they came back. And finally, you took out one of those, and you just kept going.
Right, you know, and that's going to be the season. I mean, when you play the way we're playing, you're going to get on runs and you're going to give up runs. You'll go through stretches where you get good looks, but you don't make those shots. But I thought our bench, again, was really good. I thought they started in their roles. It's a difficult task each night to figure out our rotation a little bit. But our kids are understanding the commitment level and the sacrifices that it takes in order for us to play this way and in order for all of us to have success. We all have to sacrifice a little bit. And then, tonight being able to rest some of our guys a little bit along the way, we haven't had that luxury a lot so far this year. So, being able to get Braden Myers a 3 or 4 minute stint, we've not been able to do that. Colby, getting him a little more rest, we've been in foul trouble. There's been a couple different things. And then, kids get more comfortable at game speed. And, I thought we got a lot of good minutes out of our bench. And I think we're starting to gel a little bit, finding some things offensively that we like. I've got a whole list of things we got to get better at. And, when we get time, right now it's just kind of hard because, we're playing so hard and, you're doing a lot of things, getting, like tomorrow, I have to be careful how we practice in comparison to how we practice to get ready for this because, it was a lot of up and down cardio, trying to get ready to play at the pace that we're playing. So, you know, tomorrow will be a little bit different in how we go about looking at it, and we'll tinker with some things. But, you know, they've done a good job of making adjustments and did a good job responding after our disappointing performance on Sunday. You know, the team we played was really athletic, but, you know, we created our own storm a little bit. You know, we were right there. We had opportunities to cut it down, but we made so many mistakes that we shouldn't have been making, and you know, that's part of why you go do that, so you can learn from it and grow from it. And you know, this team is accepting the challenge of trying to get better.
You mentioned playing a lot of players, nobody with more than I think 22 minutes, and you had like 7 or 8 that had 10 or more minutes, so that's good to be able to do that.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and I think that allows the fourth quarter to be, you know, what it was. You know, I thought, you know, and when teams have a limited number of kids that they can put out there for 32 minutes, you know, it wears on them. And, you know, we've got the luxury of having the depth that we have. You know, we got 10, 11 kids, 12 kids, you know, that we feel comfortable putting in the game and, you know, and being able to do that. I got kids I'd like to get in the game that I'm not getting, you know, I'm not getting a lot of minutes for. And, you know, but every night is a different story. You know, we're starting to find out what value, you know, what tools do they have, what do they bring to the table each night. And that way, whenever we utilize them, no matter who it is, we can utilize them in situations where we feel like they can be successful and bring things to the team.
I know you got a little look at East Carter in that game. Looks a lot like a regular East Carter team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's they've got a lot of experience. They're hard nosed. They're going to play extremely hard. Their intensity level defensively. They're year in, year out, one of the best defensive teams in our region. Coach Brammer has done a great job in his tenure there, and not a surprise that they're in the championship game. And you know, they'll be more than ready to play against us on Thursday night. And, you know, we just got to go get a good scout ready you know, get ourselves prepared. And, you know, it'll be a war. I mean, an absolute war. And, you know, we've got to be ready to meet that physicality, that intensity. And, you know, buckets will be hard to come by. You know, we have to get out and get in our transition game and do a good job executing offensively. And hopefully we can polish some things up tomorrow and be ready to go on Thursday.
All right, Coach. Thanks. Hope we talk with another trophy in hand come Thursday night.
Yep, that'll be what our mission is. But I'm sure East Carter's got the same desire. So it'll be a battle of the wheels.
All right, thanks. Russell falls to 1-1 on the season. Round County goes to 3-1, and we've got the numbers now. That is 467 wins now for Coach Sean Thacker overall, and 306. With Round County. And again, our St. Clair Viking player of the game was Colby Wilbur. That's going to wrap it up. Our next broadcast will be from right here at the Bath County High School gym on Thursday night. We'll have the championship game between Round County and East Carter. Thanks to Owen Mundy on studio controls and to my partner, Jared Stacy. Until next time, this is Randy Stacy. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Casting Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. More 24-7 fun coming your way on the home of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYRadio.com.